Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, July the 8th, 193rd day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is the executive director of the Humboldt County Convention Visitors Bureau, Tony Smithers.
Hello, Brian.
Good thing you don't have the film commission underneath your wings anymore.
That'd be too much of a mouthful.
That'd be a paragraph introduction, yeah. This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about a position that the Visitors Bureau is taking, something that hasn't occurred on a regular basis, taking a position anything outside the lodging industry. This time, though, situations change.
Yep.
Attitudes change. Decisions change. And now actions are going to change a little bit. So we'll talk about what it is, why it is, and what to anticipate when we come back.
Music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. 1790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers, but before we do, our quote this afternoon. I even recognize this guy, Robert Browning.
Oh, yeah.
Never read any of his stuff. Have you guys read any of Browning?
Yes.
Is he good?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you're on mic, but...
Scotsman will kill you for saying that.
Well, I understand Scots, but what the heck? I'm reading a book about Robert the Bruce. Does that count for anything?
That helps.
Good. The little mime in the corner say, yes, it does help. Our quote from Mr. Browning. But a man's reach should exceed his grasp. Or what's a heaven for?
What's a heaven for, indeed.
So, as we are considering... Now, you got your fancy folder here.
Never mind that.
So we can open that bad boy up. Full disclosure, I was on the board for the Convention Bureau, for 20 years, 18 years, 16 years, something like that. It was long enough so I got to be one of the old teeth in the family. And I was always very frustrated that the Bureau wouldn't take any positions on anything. Seems like things have changed a little bit, which is, to me, way cool. So you're talking to a fan. I just want to let everybody know that tourism, if it is, and I think there's no question that it is a significant part of the local economy, that you need to protect tourism and everything that goes along with it. If that means the streets and the highway, people can't drive here, it's tough to have much tourism activity.
Can't argue with that.
Same thing with airplanes. We don't have any airplanes coming in. Tough to have a tourism economy.
It's a very different tourism economy without an airline.
Yeah. So the fact that the Visitors Bureau has taken a position on anything, kudos to the existing board. What is it that the board did decide to step up and position?
It's not just a board position saying we support airlines. This is an offer our board has made to work with the Fly Humboldt coalition. All the folks putting together all the local monies that are needed for the airline revenue guarantee, because to bring an airline into any new market or service, you've got to guarantee the revenue for a year or 2 years, whatever. That's how the game is played these days.
That's what they say, yeah. Yeah, and I think isn't that what Delta... brought Delta here.
They've all come and gone over the time. But anyway, so if contingencies are met, our board has agreed to coordinate one half of that airline revenue guarantee. That's $500,000.
So when you say coordinate?
From the tourism industry. Half of that amount, $250,000, out of our budget.
Okay.
That's a big deal.
A set aside, like an escrow account, so to speak, and if it's needed, it gets tapped into.
It'll be needed.
Okay. Now, and this for clarity's sake, this is not the Lodging Alliance.
No.
This is the CVB straight up.
We're looking to the Lodging Alliance. Of course, there's no leverage on them. It's all depending on whether they agree it's a good idea for some of those other funds as well. And in fact, some of that has already been promised by the Lodging Alliance.
So that's in addition to
what the Bureau is coming up out of our budget, because we have to make up that $500,000.
So I would think if the stories have been accurate, and I will put that with a huge tongue and a huge cheek, that cements the deal. It's done. They will be here. However, looking backwards over the years and decades, it doesn't seem like anything's a guarantee with the airline industry or with this airport.
Indeed.
What kind of sense? Obviously, this is a big deal for the Bureau.
It is a huge deal.
What kind of sense does everybody have? Hope we don't need it. This is cool. This is great. We can do it. Where are we going to get the money? What kind of concerns and thoughts are being kicked around the room?
Well, all those things you just mentioned, and there's been a lot of horse trading, and there's other contingencies which I can tell you about. But the general sense is, We've got to be part of the solution and not be in the way. Our main clients, apart from the tourism industry in general, are the City of Eureka and the County of Humboldt, and they have a very strong interest in the game of economic development and prosperity for this region, and they see the airline as a key element of that. And it's true, a lot of businesses won't relocate here without that service. And they feel that the transient occupancy tax, out of which we receive most of our funding, is a suitable source to generate that economic development. So that's why, there are customers. We're going to do what we can to make them happy.
So you got the smoke signals.
Yes.
From the governmental entities saying, time to think about doing this, or perhaps we need to think about, I mean, was it a green mail situation?
No, I mean, we see the potential of it as well. I mean, it's all public-private partnership. It always has been between the Bureau and the local government. And, maybe this year the Bureau does a little less advertising, but then we have another great result that we can point to.
Is this $250,000, Tony, annually for this 5-year commitment window?
No, that's the total over 2 years that
we're committed to swallow for the whole amount in one shot.
No. So
about $10,000 a month is what you're looking at.
Right.
Really enjoyed seeing the sweat pop up on their forehead though when I said it per year.
But that's a big part of our budget. And it's a really big part of our budget. So, it's gonna take some belt tightening and some creativity, and we'll see how we go.
As part of that, do you get the opportunity to work with or get any of the signage at the airport to help direct people to some of the landmarks and that kind of thing that are in the service area?
Well, I think the county and those who are the airport managers have always been open to that. I mean, if we see the potential, we want to make sure that the visitor experience starts at the airport and then flows out from there, as it should start at every gateway to the county.
KINS, News and Information Times, 319.
Nearly half a century in the news business should count for something. I'm Dave Silverbrand, and that's how long I've been watching the world go by. Now it's time to put it in perspective. Join me each weekday for a look at local news and views and what they mean to you from my perspective. Dave's Take 2 on KWSW 3 times each day during the 8, noon, and 5 o'clock hours. Or read them on our website, kwsw980.com.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. So, Tony, it is a pretty significant investment for the Visitors Bureau and a pretty significant philosophical commitment for the Visitors Bureau to step up and to do this.
Yes, and because it's contrary to what you might think. Our lodging operators know where their businesses are coming from, and we don't have a lot of fly-in visitation now. When Horizon had that flight to L.A., we had some, but It's not an effort of if you build it, they will come. When you open the pipeline, then you got to sell it. So we understand that this is just the beginning.
It's an opportunity.
It's an opportunity, but we have to take advantage of it. We've got to go after, you know, that L.A. market. There's probably, you know, some low-hanging fruit there of people who are going to really want to come here, maybe even regularly. But then the other areas that an airline brings opportunity to us, one is group travel and meetings and conferences and board retreats and that kind of, you know, business that we can handle very nicely if we had the airlift capacity.
But just haven't had that.
We haven't had that, right? And the other is international, because LA is a Pacific Rim gateway, and you know everyone in our industry is talking about the Chinese middle class, which is bigger than our whole population, and is starting to really travel. Their growth curve is going to be off the charts, really is. So we're starting to see interest there, and we're starting to figure out how to be a product for that.
Boy, do you have a big haul on that one. I'm not thinking the market. I'm thinking here getting people to consider having things written in Japanese or Chinese. Consider having menus in the three or four different major dialects. Yeah. I mean, that kind of stuff.
Well, you know,
that's so cool that you're thinking about it, though.
Well, we had that group from Guangdong Province who visited us last summer.
Yeah, that was the bow hunting incident, right?
About
a mile away. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, that was a as you say, a very good snapshot of what kind of challenges and experiences you're going to have with that market. But there's no question. I mean, this is the same group where they stopped at Chapman's Gem and Mineral Shop, and just one of them dropped several grand, I hear, on picking up.
Well, there's this thing called an interpreter that you could have, you know, as these folks come into town if they're doing the group tours and
right.
stuff.
Right. So, you know, I think that, you know, given the potential, I think people will step up and figure it out.
Yeah, it's amazing how that happens. So, you guys just didn't cut a check and walk over to the county committee and said, here you are.
No, we're not in that position.
How is that process now? How does that going to evolve?
Well, it's over 2 years. So we couldn't have done this at all if our board hadn't agreed that we're going to put at risk our reserves, you know, our contingency reserves, which have been on the books by board policy for either catastrophic loss of funding or an extraordinary marketing opportunity. So this qualified for number two.
Yeah, everybody's focused on one. Here comes number two, yeah.
Right, so that takes us about halfway there. And then, you know, as for the rest, we have to just, you know, rewrite our marketing plan, basically, to say, you know, we're not going to do Google ads this year.
I like Google.
Ads. We're not going to do Google ads this year, or, you know, some other big ticket item because this is taking precedence.
Well, and this, I would think, has as strong a chance to get the response and the return for your investment as the other.
Not immediately.
Build demand, but there's no way for them to get here. It's kind of tough.
Right. Well, that's why our focus and our advertising, you know, umbrella has always been Northern California, except for online, because we understand that people need to drive here.
Is there part of this offer, this commitment, that if they don't have an airplane here by a certain time, you guys have access to those dollars and it pushes out?
Oh, sure. And the way that these airline revenue guarantees work is that the airline only draws that if for whatever particular period, whether it's a month or a quarter, they don't hit the pre-agreed upon minimum revenue, you know, for that period that they need. So and if they do, they draw from the fund, and you know, we're providing, or the tourism industry is providing, half of the total fund. So it's yet to all be hashed out, those mechanics of it, but it's in good faith, and I think everyone's really excited.
What about ticket prices? I mean, that's one side, you got availability. The other is, I think everybody knows, we get hammered.
Yes.
Unmercifully, we get hammered. Is there part of this that's supposed to drive the ticket prices to a certain price point so it does become affordable, rather than keeping it, let's say it's $1,000, sorry, geez, nobody came on board, and they access all the money, and there's no chance for a return on the investment that you and the other entities have.
Right. Well, I'd like to see that, and whether that can play out in the negotiation process, but just the mere fact of having another carrier, our experience tells when Horizon was here, it drove that ticket price down quite nicely.
And there, this is for another carrier, not additional services.
That is my understanding.
Yes. You might want to write that one with a big, fat highlighter pen and make sure, because I don't know. I guess it's been so long and I'm so jaded anymore.
Yeah, it's been a long, hard road with a lot of fits and starts and, yeah.
So we'll see. And we'll get into some more detail on this when we come back. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:30.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time is 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. So, Tony, the Visitors Bureau came in and has now stepped up and is helping to guarantee attracting an additional airline into Humboldt County.
Correct.
Does it matter where the airplanes are going to? Could it be north? Could it be east? Could it be south? Does it matter?
Yes.
It
does.
And that's a stipulation to the dollars.
The dollars wouldn't even be necessary if it wasn't Los Angeles International Airport, LAX.
So not Orange County.
No.
Not San Diego. LA.
LAX. Because there is already a revenue guarantee fund with federal matching dollars out there available for other connections, you know, whether it's, you know, Denver or whatever. But because in the past, as we've gone down this road before, Horizon Air, if you recall, we use that same process with those federal dollars in for LAX, and that's why we can't do it again. That's why this pot has got to be all local money that's brought together.
Is there an opportunity to replicate that funding model for other communities in addition to LAX? Let's say we want to have a direct flight to Omaha. Don't ask why. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We all want to go get some filet. Are there dollars for that kind of thing that are available, and it's just a matter of accessing, then matching, and go? Or is this something that's pretty rare?
I would say not
focused?
From the tourism industry.
Okay. Or anywhere, you know, that kind of stuff. But the concept is the same.
Well, the concept is that the airline has to see that they're going to make money on that route. And, you know, Horizon actually, you know, they used their revenue guarantee, but then they stayed for more than 5 years beyond that making money. And the word is that they did not stop that service because they weren't making money. They had other reasons that were more internal. So,
which would really scream that somebody else should step in and backfill in and be making money without having to have any kind of guarantee.
If in the best of all possible worlds, that would be definitely the truth. Yeah.
One airline, does two airlines preclude three airlines?
I think probably the facilities at our airport are the only thing that limits that.
So what kind of timeline are you looking at on this thing now that the group has said, okay, now what happens at this point?
Well, once we get all of our ducks in a row, then the Fly Humboldt Coalition, which is, you know, the administrative lead of that is the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission. Their director, Don Ennis-Buskey, will be going, and some other folks will be, you know, going out to fish for airlines, and they've got already some pretty good idea about where they're going to go and say, look, we've got our revenue guarantee. Let's talk about when you want to start service. And the belief and the hope is that this can be happening as soon as next spring.
So they don't have anybody on the hook in now fulfilling that opportunity. It's now, to use our fish analogy, the bait barrel is full, and now they're going fishing.
I think they know who they're going to go
fishing
for.
They know where the fish are.
Yeah.
Okay.
But until that revenue guarantee was solid, they couldn't actually enter and do any business with anybody.
Is this the final piece that was needed to make that offer solid?
It's the close to final piece. So, you know, of the total $1 million they need, you know, this is half of it that we're bringing to the table.
And with Headwaters?
Headwaters is matching a lot of other stuff. I know HSU and, you know, the hospitals. I mean, everyone's been approached to chip into this pot.
When was this decision made?
By my board?
Yeah.
Well, we first started talking to the Fly Humboldt Group in May, early May, and then my executive committee met with them again, and we hashed out some of the contingencies, we're calling them, the things that we want to see happen before we'll play. And then when that was sort of all on the table, we presented that to our board of directors. And we finally got in, you know, the majority vote to approve that just last week.
By saying contingencies, I'm thinking, good, you've got some hooks built into this thing so that you're not just kind of dancing down the trail in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of those things that the board wanted to have included or as a codicil to this?
Well, there's two main ones. The board, you know, they agree that, sure, TOT is a bed tax, you know, a source for this economic development. So our funding comes from the city of Eureka, you know, the most of it. And then also the county of Humboldt puts in a big piece of it. But our board said, well, the city of Arcata collects $1 million in bed tax. We want them to be part of this pot as well.
Part of the CVB? Part
of the $500,000 revenue guarantee.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, it's the money we put in is bed tax, and so they've asked that the city of Arcata is also going to contribute to that pot.
Have they stepped in or stepped up?
They're being talked to.
Okay.
The other contingency was something which was actually first, you know, mentioned by elected officials, in that if these funds that the Bureau puts up are used by the airline, then there's the potential for us to be reimbursed from any surplus collection in the bed tax for that period. And there has been surplus bed tax lately because our industry is growing. You know, any year the county or the city will create a budget based on what bed tax was collected last year. And so if that is exceeded at the end of the year, perhaps we can get some of that back to cover
dollar for dollar, or
that's what we're asking for. It hasn't been worked out yet, but
okay. So those are the two stipulations hooked to
those are the two main ones. Yeah,
It's always the minors that are always fun. Yeah. KINS News and Information Times 3:43. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times 3:46. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with the executive director of the Humboldt County CVB, Tony Smithers. Tony, the concept of getting a viable airport has always been one that many of us have argued is a linchpin for not economic viability, but economic survivability in our area. Was that what motivated the board to step up this time on this issue and kind of jumpstart things a little bit?
Well, that was certainly what motivated some of the board members, and that's what they expressed as being, you know, their chief concerns. For the most part, though, it was a recognition that there was a potential to continue growing the tourism industry in different directions that was being stymied by the lack of air service. And, you know, that together with the keen interest in this from our main, you know, supporters and contributors, the county of Humboldt, and especially the city of Eureka, that was far more compelling than sort of the general, it's good for the economy.
Right, the nebulous, broad-based.
Right, though there is no question that that is true, that, you know, we've anecdotally heard that we would attract more business if people could get here easily and, you know, help.
And affordably, yeah.
And help existing businesses, you know, get their salespeople out and whatever they need to do.
Or get some of their customers in.
Exactly.
You know, for some of the high-end stuff. I'm not trying to set you up, but what the heck, let's go for it.
You do every month, why not?
Thank you very much. Does the same arguments, parallel arguments, apply to the train, the east-west train?
I would say that to demonstrate the train's potential as a tourism.
Bring bodies into the county. Bring,
you have to say, okay, where does the train come from? Well, it connects to the rest of the national network. Again, it would be one of those situations, it's the potential. If we had it, then we could then invest and work to try and build something out of it.
So in looking at potential for the airport, how are you going to capture and maximize this opportunity?
Well,
if a lot of the dollars are being stymied or
allocated
to this.
Well, we're going to be looking to our partners, the Humboldt Lodging Alliance, to pick up that weight and help take advantage of this new opportunity, which they're doing anyway. So,
right. The focus would probably be a little bit different, a little bit more localized.
Well, sure. You know, their marketing plan reflects the realities of our product and our market. So, if that plan now says, well, there's a direct flight to LA, then it'll reflect that potential. As long as it put heads in beds, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, bring folks here. Things like the airline magazines, do those come into play all of a sudden because of this potential? Or are you talking more of traditional marketing in the L.A. market?
It's really is more traditional marketing. I mean, L.A., you know, the in-flight magazines, we've done those in the past with both United and with Horizon when it was here. Yeah, and it's good. But in terms of the kind of marketing we do today, which is so highly targeted and selected to the person who not just demographically fits some sort of ideal market profile, but psychographically, someone whose heart and soul is going to be about visiting the Redwoods.
They're more apt to be the traveler.
Exactly. Yeah. So I wouldn't make that in-flight magazine my first spend when trying to reach those folks in Los Angeles.
I knew you liked radio. Just tell me what the rates are, and the market number two in the country has got to be extraordinary.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by, bud.
My pleasure.
Good news. We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.